Hello, and welcome back to the Stool Pigeons. I'm Harrison Davenport.
And I'm Jack James Wood. So, Harrison, right before we got on here, you played me a clip of the illiterate boxer and also terrible boxer, Floyd Mayweather.
Yes, I did. I did. Maybe we can throw that clip in at some point. Maybe not. I'm not sure. But it's just Floyd Mayweather saying that he's the greatest bank robber of all time. Legal bank robber, that is.
Well, I guess if it was, there can't be legal bank robbery. And also, number one, he's not. There was a group in, I think, Ukraine or Russia last year that stole several billion dollars from a Federal Reserve. So that's not even true. So that's also one of the reasons that I don't like Floyd Mayweather, because he exaggerates. And number one, who even cares about legal bank robbery? That's not even cool. Imagine if like Jesse James or Bonnie and Clyde went out there and be like, oh, yeah, we're robbing banks legally. So it's like, oh, okay, so you're just like Goldman Sachs?
Nah, he's cool. Yeah, he's the best boxer of all time.
Now, Harrison thinks that Floyd Mayweather is a genius because he can make so much money off very boring fights.
He is a genius. Who else can do that? He's a counterpuncher and a defensive fighter, and he's 50-0, and he's still making millions, tens of millions of dollars off these fights. And now he's fighting the Paul brothers, who are much bigger than he is, and he's literally just coming in, not really training, and he's just kicking their ass, and he's getting paid. I mean, that's smart. That's smart business.
These are the same psychos that think that Dennis Rodman, because he was good at rebounding, was the greatest NBA basketball player of all time. That's the same thing as Floyd Mayweather. The guy has no talent. Like I said earlier, before we were all, you know, talking before we got on air, he's just a quick black guy who doesn't get hit very much. He's not Mike Tyson. He's not good at boxing.
Who's saying that Dennis Rodman is the best basketball player of all time? I don't even think that's true. I've never heard anyone say that.
No one would say it, but I'm saying that the people that think that Floyd Mayweather is good because he's a defensive boxer, that makes you good. It doesn't. It's not even entertaining. I don't get the people that actually care about watching any of his pay-per-views. He's not a good boxer. He's terrible, actually.
I've watched probably 12 Floyd Mayweather pay-per-views. 12 to 15.
Yeah, Harrison doesn't really understand what boxing is about. It's about two men getting into the ring, getting sweaty, and one guy crushing another one almost to death. And that's what Mike Tyson did. Floyd Mayweather, he just did a lot of like speed exercises and duck punches. Who wants to watch that? Nobody. He's almost like a cartoon, like a Bugs Bunny or a Daffy Duck. He's cartoonish. He's a showboat. He sucks. He can't punch. I don't think he's ever knocked anybody out.
Floyd Mayweather has definitely knocked people out. I think he has 26 or 28 career knockouts in his career.
Well, most of those were just like women that he was having sex with, though.
He did have several KOs versus women, I believe.
Yeah, Harrison was talking about how Mayweather is a genius for making money, but the thing that differentiates him from Mike Tyson is Mike Tyson is more of a Rocky type, a salt of the earth, like gritty guy who went into dingy Irish Catholic gyms where they were still calling him the N-word. And then what did he do with all of his money? He bought like 17 houses, blew it all. He bought tigers and lions and giraffes, and then went to prison for allegedly raping a woman.
I'm not really saying what point you're trying to make here. I agree that Tyson is a fantastic heavyweight fighter. He did have a lot of personal struggles. But with Mayweather, I'm just saying he is a fantastic defensive fighter. I mean, people were really thinking that Conor McGregor had a chance against him. Conor McGregor had zero chance of beating him. Like, Floyd Mayweather actually fought. He was not just being defensive the entire time. Like, he KO'd Mayweather. Or, sorry, he KO'd McGregor.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, you know, he's not a good fighter because he wouldn't get into the UFC ring with McGregor. What's he going to do? He couldn't dodge punches when you have him next to the cage and you're just strangling that bitch.
It's a totally different skill set, though, UFC and MMA. Like, if he would do that, he would have to prepare for kicks, grappling, all kinds of things. Smaller gloves. It's just not his specialty. I mean, he's been training his whole life to be a professional boxer.
Yeah, and he's pathetic to watch. It's totally boring to watch. He has no life skills, and all he talks about, like, he's dumber than Trump. He can't read. He's illiterate. And the only thing that he talks about in interviews is how much money he makes. Now, the real suckers are the people that are paying for these pay-per-views. Now, in history, he's the worst person to watch. There's nothing interesting about watching him fight.
I agree that people are suckers if they're purchasing the fights with the Paul brothers. I don't understand who is purchasing those. Those are literally available online probably 30 seconds after the fight ends. And there's plenty of illegal piracy sites to take advantage of.
And I mean, I don't even know really what the Paul, I know they have a YouTube channel, but I don't know what their YouTube channel is about.
I've never watched a single one of their videos. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, I watched part of the Mayweather-Paul bout, and it was, I mean, it was fucking boring. The guy was just bear hugging him the whole time. Nothing happened.
Yeah, I'm not even as big of a boxing fan. I mean, honestly, you know, I prefer UFC. I've been watching UFC for a long time. I mean, that's my preferred thing to watch.
I don't like boxing either, except for like Mike Tyson. I just think he's like the perfection of, here's a good analogy. Mike Tyson is to like Michael Jordan in the NBA, whereas Floyd Mayweather is like the mark on the green of boxing. He has a certain skill that is mysterious that people are attracted to, but it's not really actually natural talent or ability.
People don't consider Tyson to be the best boxer of all time, though.
Yeah, but that's because they're wrong.
Oh, okay.
He is the best. Who's the best boxer of all time, then?
I think Sugar Ray Leonard is always up there.
Absolutely not. Have you ever watched a Sugar Ray Leonard and Muhammad Ali fight? They're fucking boring to watch. It's like watching the NBA in the 1950s. Nothing happens.
Oh, I thought you were talking about fighting against each other. I was like, they didn't fight against each other. They're in two separate weight classes.
No, I was saying that people that talk about the best boxers of all time, Muhammad Ali was fine, but none of those guys were like Tyson.
Ali's like a top 10 boxer. He's a top 10 boxer all time. We don't have to get into this list. You know what? This is not a boxing or a UFC or a fighting podcast, but... I'm glad we agree that Mayweather is one of the best boxers all time and a smart businessman.
I mean, he makes money. That's it. The one thing we should say, Harrison was asking about why boxing rings have fucking ropes around them. I guess they're not even really ropes. They're some kind of like plastic material now, I guess.
But they're called ropes. People consider them ropes.
And I was saying what they should do is just have electric barbed wire on there. And that would probably increase a lot of the viewership for the pay-per-views.
Oh, I agree.
There has to be a country out there that would allow you to implement that plan and the loser is just killed. I don't know why we can't go back to like Rome and gladiators where somebody has to die that goes into the amphitheater.
And also, you know, continuing with this theme of things that are ripoffs and cost way too much money.
Like Mayweather.
Yes, just like a Mayweather pay-per-view.
Unlike a Tyson pay-per-view.
Yet, let's dive into this Peloton Tread Plus.
Yeah, so let's dive into it. So the Tread Plus machine got flagged, I guess, by some kind of consumer agency, which, to be fair, I think Peloton is a worthless company that does not make a good product. But I have to say that I think that the recall of the machine was unwarranted. It was because some dumb bitch who's probably sipping wine and watching MSNBC allowed their toddler to go into the exercise room and left the machine on, and it got completely crushed by the bike. And so they blamed the company. And so what the company did was brick the machines, making you pay $40 for a subscription just to use a function that used to be on there called Just Run. So what did you think of that?
I mean, $4,000 for a treadmill to have it completely... bricked is pretty ridiculous. It's a treadmill too. And we were talking about this before about the bikes. Like you can actually do those live classes and things like that. With the treadmill, it seems like they're just pulling up a screensaver for you. I'm sure they automatically elevate the treadmill for you, but it seems like it's just a fancy screen and you're just running on a path that they've set up, and it's just a video that keeps playing over and over again of you just running down a path.
35 inches. It's a treadmill with the television welded onto it, except for it costs $4,000 instead of like $1,000.
I mean, the people who are buying these are clearly idiots. I really don't get it. I don't get why you would put that much money into it. I don't think treadmills are worth it. Like, why don't these fucking people get outside?
Every gym that I've ever been to, including like ones that are inside apartments, they have treadmills and they're free.
Yes, and they have all the features you need. They just don't feature a large screen. like, I don't understand why you need the screen anyway.
Yeah, you don't need the screen for the treadmill. And then for the bike thing, the only thing that they have are these online classes that you can take, which also cost money.
I figured those would be covered in the subscription cost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you can also pay out for, like, to get a personal trainer. But I was reading, I think it was like the Wall Street Journal, who was testing out all these new smart technology or smart weightlifting equipment or exercise equipment that you can get. And he said, if you try to actually schedule a one-on-one training session with the people that these companies have hired, I had no idea who these like personal trainers were. He said, like, the only time you can get a class is either during the day when you're working or at like 3 a.m. And if you get a personal one-on-one session, it's something like $80 per half hour.
Oh, man. I mean, the subscription cost for a $4,000 treadmill is pretty ridiculous to me. I feel like that should be included. If you pay $4,000, it should be included, or the treadmill should be discounted. It should not be both.
With the bikes, you have to get like these proprietary cleats that you wear, and then...
It's biking shoes, but yeah, you have to get some form of biking shoe for it to work.
Yeah, how about this? What if people just like got running shoes and went outside, or how about this? How about they just bought a bike and just went outside?
Yeah, you could get a sweet bike for what you would pay for a Peloton.
$4,000? I mean, come on.
I don't think the bikes are that much, but the treadmills are ridiculous.
You know, they've started to do that with cars. Some of the smarter cars that you have, if you don't pay your monthly payment or whatever, they can freeze like your car from actually like starting or going anywhere.
That's hilarious. It's not a surprise, though. Eventually, people are going to have to be paying monthly for their airbag features and power steering.
And Peloton and the other companies that we looked at, which was Tonal, which is that a Nordstrom's company?
Nordstrom now owns Tonal, yes. It's similar to Mirror, which is owned by Lululemon.
They need to do what any smart business would do, which is have hire people that do those YouTube exercise tutorials where the person clearly isn't fat, but has just taken off for a while and then gets shredded. Because every single one that I've seen of Peloton or Tonal, no one after even using the equipment after like 4 or 7 months, none of them actually look good.
Well, we should also look at who's purchasing these, who are their target markets. And I assume that it's just wealthy or upper middle class white people, because wealthy people could just hire their own personal trainers and have gyms in their homes.
It's completely delusional people from the Upper West Side or Hyde Park or whatever the, I can't remember what the subdivision that fucking like Mark Zuckerberg and all the tech people live in, but it's just people that were violently hated Bernie Sanders and did everything to like support Hillary Clinton and then turned around and, you know, backed Biden and are now in the Biden administration. Those are the people that bought Pelotons.
You know what I was just thinking? The next Anthony Weiner like sexting scandal is going to be him like with a personal trainer on one of the Pelotons or mirrors. Like he's exposing himself to trainers.
Well, I don't know if he ever exposed himself. I think it was just him being like hard in shorts, if you remember.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I don't think he ever took his penis out.
Well, let's just say he did. But also, I hope that his name on the leaderboards of those is Carlos Danger.
Oh, yeah. But I did think it was fun. People were like, oh, my God. And in one of those photos, he has his toddler laying on the bed next to him. It's like, so it's like he was taking a photo, which, you know, he got caught for. But what do people think was like inappropriate about that? Like, did they think he was going to make the toddler suck his dick after he took the photo? I never got that.
Right. That would be like bathing with your child.
Yeah. But and being hard, which is totally okay. Normal.
Well, I get that. That's pretty strange. That is a little weird. Did he have a mask in some of the photos, or did he just keep his face out of it? I can't remember.
No, he only shot himself down from like the neck down. So there was one at him like in a like one of those upscale New York gyms where he's, because he was pretty lean and he had like a pretty defined like chest and like stomach section, but then he would just be in either boxer shorts or like tidy whities and being hard, and that's it. He would never actually show his penis. It was just the curvature and the outline of his penis in underwear that he would send to women.
Was it? But he went to prison, right, for sending inappropriate messages to an underage girl?
To underage girls, because if you do remember this story, which implicated Hillary Clinton, which is hilarious because that's how the Comey second investigation started, was because the FBI took his computers and Huma Abedin, and I think they were on Huma Abedin, who is Hillary Clinton's top advisor. And so that's how the second Comey investigation started. But no, what I remember from those is like, this is generally the pattern that would happen with Anthony Weiner. Somebody from like Nevada or Connecticut or I don't know, Georgia, be like, oh, hey, I saw that clip of you on television screaming at the Republicans saying that they're bad, like, good work. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, well, I know something else that could be good work. And then he just would take 2 seconds for them to respond. And then he would just start trying to solicit, but not even sex. He just wanted to like jack off through text messages.
Nice. If only Mark on the Green could have success in politics, he would definitely be an Anthony Weiner type. He would have a scandal immediately.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the courage to do a Bill Clinton type situation. He doesn't have the alpha in him.
Yeah, he just has no courage at all.
So back to these fucking technologies. What were we talking about? The smart technologies?
Yeah, I think we were on Mirror or one of the other ones. But
I forgot about Mirror. Yeah.
I do want to talk about the founders, though, of Peloton and how terrible they look.
Yeah, and they found the one Asian American who does not weigh 120 pounds. This man is like 400 pounds.
Yeah, he's oval or egg-shaped. Like, he does not look healthy at all. He looks like he's never been on a Peloton.
They need to just hire actors to fill in for these people, because the John Foley, the CEO guy that used to be the CEO of Barnes & Noble, I mean, if you look at him, what's your first thought? It's, oh, I bet this guy was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane and went to Little St. James.
For sure. They tried to bring Yang Fing along to get him to smile on any of the photos. He also never smiles, but he couldn't become aroused on the island. The massages were too much for him. He doesn't like being touched.
No, the John Foley guy looks like he's never had a consensual relationship with a woman. Like, he's had sex, but all of his sex with women have been rapes.
Yeah, the other guys look like losers too.
And it's not even good advertising. Why would you not bring on one person to be on your board or founding in the company photos? Just be shirtless at all times.
Right. Like, bring in an attractive man and an attractive woman and have those people be the face of the company. You can't have these people doing it.
Yeah. It's kind of like you wouldn't want Elon Musk to be the head of, I don't know, L'Oreal or something like that, or Playboy or something.
His hair is actually better since he got the transplant. I mean, have you seen Elon Musk hair before he got the transplant?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, he looked awful. You can tell he's had some work done.
But I think one of the lessons, and this goes back to what we said like from a previous episode, is that if you want to get in shape, just fucking buy steroids. It's cheaper than a $4,000 Peloton. Like, I don't know what the objective of these people, what they're actually trying to do. Are they trying to get in shape? Because it doesn't seem like they are. It seems most of the people that are buying Pelotons and a lot of these other very expensive exercise equipment are ants that take pills all day and then drink wine and then will corner you at a dinner party explaining how they once were in a 3-month relationship with a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, we have one of those ants as well.
That is true. Oh, I know what I was thinking about Mirror. Here would actually be a good product to sell to people. The problem is people wouldn't buy this product. You know, in Snow White, where it's like mirror, mirror on the wall, am I the fairest of the all? Where you go into your bathroom and the mirror tells you whether you're attractive or not and where you rate. If you go in like every morning, they're like, you look like shit. There's nothing you can do. You're too ugly. No one would buy that, but it would actually be a good product.
I like that. I think that would be a good one. They should just have the Family Feud incorrect answer, the sound that you may or may not put in that I just did, but it's just or are you thinking the Mirror app actually gives back a rating, like it spits out a rating in areas to improve?
Yeah, it would tell you like where you rank based on like all the like data aggregation that they've collected. And, you know, you can look at things like facial symmetry. The problem is very hot people wouldn't buy the mirror because they already know they're hot. And then ugly people don't have the confidence to buy the mirror. So no one would actually buy the product. But it is a better concept than the exercise mirror.
Who would be responsible for viewing those images, though? Because, you know, you'd have to plug in a lot of data to get it to work.
It would be an algorithm. You can do, there's all kinds of like little things that they've done in studies with like, you can judge a person's like physical appearance based on, I can't remember, it's like facial symmetry, like jawline. There's different characteristics to evaluate men and women on. Now, they're not totally objective, but you could program an AI and they're pretty good at like being able to distinguish between like what is more attractive to the human eye.
See, but you could have a dishonest coder there. What he would do is he would put in some type of small coding change where he's like, ah, well, I guess you're going to have to send us the manual photo so that we can go in and see where the algorithm's going wrong. And he's just got to go in and actually view all of them.
Unfortunately, the system broke down because we didn't have any topless pics of you in the mirror. So if you could send those, we could finally get your machine working.
Oh, right. The mirror, or this hypothetical mirror app, could only evaluate you if you were completely nude.
I thought you were going to say that the programmer juiced the algorithm to where its preferences were for whatever characteristics that the programmer had, like retarded, short, pale, white guy who has never had a relationship where he hasn't been cheated on.
Oh, they actually implement, like they buy one of the dating companies, so they also can take your data and then pair you with someone else of similar, yeah. Similar body type.
Now, I have to say one thing. Now, for the most part, I know there are more exclusive like dating apps, but for the most part, those don't have a subscription-based service, right?
So all of them have subscription-based models, but
what do you
they're
get for
optional.
The subscription?
So you basically get unlimited swipes. So in a day, like you could only swipe right for X amount of people or see so many people, and then you hit your limit. But if you have unlimited, you can go as long as you want.
What's the sluttier one that isn't Grindr?
Tinder.
Yeah. What they should do, now this would be a good subscription service, is you get like no ads, or, and you get, is it a swipe-based system too, Tinder?
Yes. Yeah, they had the swipe right, swipe left. Tinder's the one who started that.
Okay, but for the subscription service, here's what will happen, because everyone knows that the whole point of using Tinder is to like have sex with the opposite sex. So after you failed, like say 10 dates, the company will come in and bring you an escort to have sex with. And that's what the subscription's for, is like in case you fail, the company is going to give you an insurance policy and guarantee that you get off.
Yeah, I read a thing because all the dating apps are all owned by one company. It's Match.com that owns like Hinge, Tinder. Yeah, they own all of them except Bumble. Bumble's the only one they don't own. But with Hinge, they did a pivot with the company during the pandemic. I was reading because Hinge has gotten pretty big, and since people weren't meeting in person, they integrated a video date feature where you could basically just do FaceTime. Apparently it was very popular, which I was surprised by that.
So really, people were just getting other people on the other end of the camera that they found attractive, and were just like jerking off. Is that basically, it's like webcamming? So basically, it was chat roulette.
Basically, I think you had to schedule it. I don't really know. But yeah, apparently, I guess if things went well, you could just do a FaceTime date, which, I mean, that sounds awful.
I mean, probably 50% of those people were just like catfishing or screwing people out of their retirement. It was probably all like 60-year-old women that were like, oh, I've fallen in love with this 21-year-old trainer that used to live in Brazil. And he says he just needs $50,000 this month to get here, plus an additional $275,000 to get located next to his gym. But he said he would pay me back after that. And we're in love. Also, actually, I'm not 60, I'm 75.
Well, and I think all this ties back to how addicted people are to just all of the screens as well. Like, just going back, like, all of these are just continuations of like going screen to screen to screen.
Well, but the problem with the exercise equipment in general is that everything has moved to a subscription-based service. And that is why, you know, you can talk a lot of shit about Pornhub as much as you want. But you know what? When you go to their website, everything's free, and they do not make you pay for proprietary lube before you can jack off. I mean, that's essentially what Tonal and Peloton are doing. Not only can you not go to their, well, they're the opposite, actually, because you can't get anything free. So what I think is, if you're a business, you need to start adopting more of the Pornhub type model where everything's free and they don't make you pay for proprietary lube to get your nut off.
Well, even Pornhub, though, they do have like a pro option or something, right?
They do. And I mean, they do have ads like Jerkmates. They have that stupid ad. It's always like, are you tired of jerking off? That's literally the first line of the Jerkmates ad. It's like, no, I'm not. That's why I'm trying to just wait 5 more seconds to click skip ad on this. And it's like, meet anonymous women. It's always these just awful looking women. And it repeats on every single one. Have you ever heard of Jerkmates? Are you tired of jerking off? No, I'm not going to join Jerkmates, God damn it. I just want to jerk off to the film I'm going to or whatever. But yeah, you can pay for Pornhub Pro, but you would be an idiot for doing that.
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, they are putting some stuff behind a paywall, but at least they're giving you something. See, that's what I was saying from the beginning, like even with the treadmill, like they should give something. Like I was talking about Whoop, the exercise app, the fitness band, they give you the strap. It is a monthly subscription, but they give you the strap. And if yours breaks, they will give you a new strap.
Here was the whole pitch in the 1990s for globalization and getting rid of like every manufacturing like hub in the US, which was, okay, sure, people's standards of living will decline. People will get paid less over time. But guess what? All the products that we get from China that have been manufactured by children through slave labor, they're going to be so cheap that in the long run, it's going to be beneficial. But with all these subscription-based services and all the technology, there's two problems with that. None of the technologies actually work, not a single one. And number two, every single subscription now costs between like $20 to $40 to deliver nothing, or something that you could do on your own, like riding a bike outside.
Oh, yeah. The whole cord cutting thing, everyone was like, oh, yeah, this is going to save money. This is going to be great.
What they do, too, is take an idea that is not innovative or even useful, like that I was telling you about those smart shoes. It's a Bluetooth-enabled shoe that calculates your steps. You don't need that.
No. No, I think even your phone, I think iPhones can track your steps.
Yeah, I don't want fucking cocksucker Tim Cook looking at what my heart rate is and then selling that data to the CIA. I don't know what he's going to do with that.
Well, it's a lot of Bluetooth implementations. Like, my toothbrush has Bluetooth on it.
What kind of fucking toothbrush do you have?
It's just like an Oral-B. It's an electric toothbrush.
Well, why does it need to be connected to Bluetooth?
Okay, so apparently what it does, I didn't want Bluetooth. It was the only one that was available as the one I wanted. Like, I could only get one with Bluetooth on it at the time. And
that's not true. That's not true. Go to any, go to Walgreens or any of those places.
I was at a store and they didn't have the non-Bluetooth option.
What store was this? I do not believe this story.
No, this is 100% true.
Were you at a Sharper Image or something?
No, I was at a Walmart, actually, when I bought
that. You were at a Walmart, and none of them, there was no toothbrushes that weren't connected to Bluetooth?
not
get out of here.
Not in the quality that I wanted. I wanted one that had like, it was like six different speeds.
Okay, so there were fucking normal toothbrushes.
Yeah, there were normal toothbrushes, but the Oral-B that I wanted, they didn't have the non-Bluetooth option. It was sold out, so I got the Bluetooth one.
Yeah, for anybody listening, this is what we would call a sucker here. Yeah, I couldn't get it. I wanted to go with the best, so I got the Bluetooth-enabled toothbrush.
Well, anyway, it's a dumb feature. I've been trying to say this, but what the whole purpose of it is so you can track your brushing habits in the Oral-B app, and it tells you like if you've been putting too much pressure. It's making sure that you're doing it, like making sure you're doing the full time when you're brushing your teeth. I did look at it. I don't actually record my toothbrushing activity, but...
What, they send you like notifications through an email writing up your pressure of how much, or like how much toothpaste you're using?
Well, it has a sensor in it, so if you push too hard, it will like light up as well if you're brushing too hard.
But the only way you can brush your teeth is by using the proprietary like Oral-B toothpaste.
Yeah, and there's a subscription for it. Actually, the brush heads are proprietary that they use. That is how they do that with those toothbrushes. But I figured out a bit of a scam for anyone who's interested who has an Oral-B brush head because it fits on all of them. You can just order the German brush heads. And they're literally a third of the price.
Or guess what? Just go to the aisle below that one and get the cheap toothbrush for $2 and then just throw it away.
Oh, I have another.
After 6 months.
Oh, I have like another nice toothbrush as well that I use when I was traveling quite a bit as well. It's like a nicer automatic one. It's like a metal toothbrush. It's pretty sweet.
Well, this is also what I was saying about technology more generally, which is... Like a Bluetooth-enabled toothbrush, you don't need that. That product shouldn't exist. You don't need those smart shoes, which are Bluetooth-enabled, which, you know, I guess calculate like whether the arches of your sole are in a too tight or too loose. What they need to do is actually make technology that people want. And I told Harrison about this. These are two amazing ideas that... You know, if I just had a little bit of seed money, I could get these off the ground, which is you want a smart enabled pussy eating tutorial like trainer. And what my idea would be that you would just have like a clip that goes on your tongue and some kind of like simulation of a pussy. And it would teach you how to eat pussy in the most effective manner.
Or you could just have it where you set the setting on your phone and you attach it and it moves your tongue in the directions. Like it moves your tongue like against your will.
Ooh, yeah, that's actually a better idea because that way you don't even have to learn anything.
Right. There's no like practice and it's fewer parts too. So the manufacturing would be easier. It's just Bluetooth enabled. You clip it on and you click the setting like side to side, up and down, circle.
Or you could just, I guess, have one of those like Hitachi vibrating machines and you could just duct tape it to your head and make the girl wear a blindfold and be like, yeah, this is all me.
Oh, the CBN machines? I think that's what those are. No, oh, are you talking about the ones that go inside?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
Ones, oh, okay. Like they, oh, what is that site?
Adam and Eve?
No, the ones, is it?
Ashley Madison?
Chatterbait?
Okay, yeah, what about it?
Is that the one where a lot of the people on there, like, they have those on where people, like, when they give money, like, it automatically activates it?
Oh, yeah, they have, couples use it too, which is, I can't remember, it's a vibrating machine that you could either use through a remote, or yeah. You can set it to something, like, on a computer or whatever, because I did see a couple, that was pretty funny, they were at, like, a Kroger, and he kept zapping the woman. Like while she was like getting fruit, and so she was like owing next to an old man who was watching.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, just a vibrator, like a GoPro, but it's just a vibrator strapped to your head. And actually, you know what? Maybe you don't even eat pussy. Maybe you just get a like one of those service dogs with a vibrator on it that's strapped to it, and it just does all the work for you, and you just don't even have to please your partner. That would be even better. You could just, that could be a subscription service. It's just $40 to have a service dog go down on a woman for you.
I mean, seems more worth it than the Peloton treadmill.
I mean, that's what police departments do. That's what all those bomb and drug sniffing dogs are, basically.
that's what the dogs do after they go into retirement. So that's how you say, like, your positive outreach, you're repurposing these dogs and putting them in homes.
Yeah, they're just fucking the police officers' wives, and that's why they all use steroids to compete with the dog, because the dog's been trained in pleasing women and they can never compete.
Yeah, I like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer, since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they spick and span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird, jersey 33. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle cause I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone.
Oh yeah, the stool pigeons are officially into piracy now. We're just going to see if anyone fucks with us over copyright. We don't think they will.
We've been into piracy for quite a bit of time. I don't know if you've listened to any of our back catalog, but all of the introductions more or less have been pirated things from copyrighted material from television sitcoms.
You know, I didn't even think about that, that all that material was copyrighted. I assumed that that was all kind of fair game since we were discussing it.
Well, we never discussed the intros. We just let them play, then we start the show.
That's also true. I don't know why we haven't been going full piracy anyway.
Start playing compilations of stuff we like and just be like, all right, well, Harrison, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah, just play Breaking Points with Crystal and Sagar, their whole episode.
Dude, I was thinking after listening to that, what is it, LMAFO?
LFO. No, it's yeah, LFO. Yeah, yeah.
No, I was thinking they should actually not call that Summer Girls, but the White Supremacist Summer Album, because look at all the references. Number one, it's Larry Bird, Shakespeare, Abercrombie and Fitch, New Kids on the Block. And the only thing that they say that could be construed as like ethnic is Chinese food makes me sick. I mean, it's basically this is way well before the Kung Flu thing. But that's essentially what that song was about. Like, only white people can succeed in the summer because all the other ethnic minorities should be either unseen or be doing backbreaking labor in the sun.
And that is our intro to 10 Tips to Slay This Summer.
Yeah, I was thinking, I know we're getting into this, but I thought a funny summer blockbuster really to push the body positivity thing would be having Terminator, but with the body of like a Steve Bannon or a Tim Dillon or a Stav, but you could pair it and make it even more annoying, where before Terminator does the kill shot, what he does is say like, believe science, or like Dr. Fauci were white, was right, or Trump is a white supremacist, you know, stuff like that, stuff that would really piss people off and push their buttons, but they're very, very ugly. Could you imagine Steve Bannon as Terminator? It just wouldn't work.
It would be awesome to have a fat Terminator. I don't really see why you couldn't. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, that's just exterior on his body. Like, it's all robot underneath.
Yeah, and you never get to know whether he has a big hog or not, or whether they designed the Terminators more like Ken dolls, where it's just like nothing but metal down there.
Yeah, he's just a dickless Terminator.
Yeah, they never went that far. So,
but if they went through the process to like make him this hunky guy, like surely you would think they would put a dick on him.
Yeah, but the reason that you can't have Terminator not being like a jacked bodybuilder type is for the same reason you just can't have schlubby guy for Bond. No one would believe it.
Yeah, and it's why people like hate the body positivity when it comes to like models that aren't attractive. Nobody likes that.
I mean, it would be funny to have Chris Farley as Bond, but it wouldn't be a drama action-packed thriller. It would be a comedy.
Right. It's like Austin Powers spoofing Bond. Like, he just has terrible teeth and he's not attractive at all.
Yeah. But what do we have for the summer of slaying?
So, like we said, this is 10 tips to slay this summer.
And this is based on our idea. A lot of men will say, you know, I would do anything for love. And our question is, are you sure? Because our tips push the boundaries, whether you really want it or whether you really don't. These are for alpha males.
And so I'm going to kick it off. We may or may not have 10. It might be more, it might be less, but nobody's going to really count and we're not going to give you the numbers. So first we have height and penis enhancement.
These are surgeries, by the way.
Yes. So there is a height surgery that they do in the U.S. It's about $275,000 and they have to completely snap your legs in half and then they basically put them together. They put a rod in both legs and 8 total pins to hold your legs together. But I think they give you about 3 inches in height.
Yeah, but for all the coupon cutters out there and the people that, you know, have to balance a budget, what you want to do is, dude, ignore all the capitalist stuff in the U.S. with this surgery. You want to go to communist China. They can get this done for way less, a fraction of the cost, and it's just as safe.
Yeah, penis enhancements. Wasn't there a deal in Mexico that you're telling me about?
Yeah, you want to go to Mexico because the Chinese cannot do penis enlargements because they would think when you went in for the surgery that you'd already have had the surgery because all their penises are small. And so they would have heart attacks seeing a white Anglo male's, you know, penis even on a cold operating table. So you can't go to communist China. You need to go to cartel land, Mexico. You need to find a coyote to get you these penis enlargements. You don't want to just go to, you know, Mexico City and go to the real hospitals. You want the real deal.
Well, I think those people also specialized in, they're just vets who also work with horses, but on the side, they also shoot bestiality videos for the cartel.
Yeah, all good forms of employment. And those are probably the first two things that you need to do because women, if you read Oprah magazine or whatever it is, it'll say like women love openness and kindness. No, what they like is guys that are over 6 feet with soft penises of up to 12 inches.
Next up, we have calf implants.
Yeah, this is also very important because women love it when you can walk by a park and just block the shot of a black guy and then dunk on him. Women are very impressed by that because not only from the surgery that you've had to lay in bed for 6 to 8 months because it's been so crippling, and also because the size of your weight of your penis, it takes you at least a year to adapt to so that you don't have back problems. You also want to get calf implants, but you can't do all these surgeries at the same time. That's very important. You're going to need to take 2 years off. So this isn't going to happen until the summer of like 2023 for you, but you've got to get it done now.
And that's assuming you survive all of them.
Yeah, you have about a 50-50% chance. But the question is, like, do you want to get ass or not?
Right. And the next thing is going to help you with recovery, which is anabolic steroids.
This is just as important, maybe even more important, because sure, you might be tall. You might have a 27-inch hard penis that women are impressed by. You might even be able to block the shot of a black guy that randomly loses a ball at the park and then dunk on him with the 360. But what you're really going to need to do is get those muscles popping. And I'm talking about women love vascularity. They love to see those huge steroidal veins. That gets them hard.
Next, we have rent a luxury vehicle for dates, or alternatively, if money's an issue, pose next to an expensive car and put it in your social media profile.
This is very easy if you live in a large city. Just go where all the rich people congregate and have a friend, you know, snap a photo of you outside of a restaurant. And you don't say whether this Lamborghini or McLaren vehicle that costs $1 million is or isn't yours. They'll just assume that it is.
Next up, Photoshop hot women into your social media profiles and animals.
Now, this is very important too. Now, if you have a family member that is hot too, you can actually get the real thing. So any aunts or cousins, you can just pretend like they were their girlfriend, but you do not want to have them follow you back because this might create a lot of tension within the family. Now, if you do not have a hot relative because your family, you know, had some kind of genetic defect, or they're all very ugly. What you want to do is take a community college class to where you can Photoshop and lie to women on dating sites.
Also, you can volunteer at your local veterinary clinic. And even if you don't like animals, snap a few photos and quit.
Or what you can do is, if you really hate animals, and you can adopt one and then euthanize it and then be like, oh, I'm so sad. I wish I had somebody here to hold me. Are there any women out there that also love pets that could maybe console me during this hard time? And that goes for family members too. You just off one of your family members, you know, you just go up to the street dealer, a smoothie or shifty, you ask for the fentanyl, bam, pop a relative, knock them out, go to their funeral. And then, you know, women love to give you sympathy and will have sex with you if they think that you're going through a tough time.
Also, another option is to buy 10 minutes with an escort for photos to then use in your social media profile.
This is for people that have a steady income or job, which, you know, a lot of people don't at this time. Or if you still have your stimulus money saved up, you might be able to get a couple of photos. But we recommend using family members or people that you can coerce into pictures, as opposed to going with this option.
Next, we have pose at the liquor store register with expensive champagne and a wad of $1 bills if you're low on cash, but put $100 on the outside and act like you're counting out the money, but never actually purchase the champagne.
That's right. And you want to go into a liquor shop where you can see an Indian guy handing back both your change and a roll of Magnum condoms. Because women, a lot of the times, their brain don't work as logically as men. So you need to really just have it on the nose there. So they're like, oh, wow, this guy's rich. He likes the party. And look, he has a huge dick because the Indian guy's handing him a roll of Magnum condoms.
And finally, use your friend's gym membership card. You don't even have to get one yourself. Just steal that family member's card and just scan yourself in at your local Y or whatever gym you have, because they usually have a slow person working up front.
Yeah, this is for the people that don't know any kind of criminal that can get them anabolic steroids. It's an alternative. Or if you went to a university, you can just continue to pretend you're a student with your old ID. Now, I don't know if that's going to work with the computer systems, but just be persistent and yell at the front desk until they're like, okay, just let this guy through.
And that is our 10 tips to slay this summer.
Now, this one, I'll just add one little bonus one. Now, this one is going to land you in a bit of hot water. But back in the 2000s, a very popular thing to do was to do what are called date rape drugs. That's where you take some GHB and just drop it into the girl's drink. Now, it's 100% successful, but it is 100% illegal. This is only for the most desperate people out there.
Right. And we're just saying hypothetically do it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you really want it that bad, that's 100% foolproof method to do it, but also probably land in jail. So, you know,
right. That's a bonus tip. That's not even on our 10 tips to slay this summer. That's just a bonus that we're throwing out there if you've been unsuccessful with all of these other ones.
And we got that tip straight from the New York Times Modern Love podcast. This is the only one tip that we did plagiarize from them, which was the GHB date rape thing.
Right. We'll have a citation in the podcast description too that you guys can follow to that. We may forget to do that, but it's definitely there. New York Times, straight from them, use GHB.
Yeah, and you don't need to blame the stool pigeons. You need to blame the editor of the New York Times, which is Dean Baquet. So if you do any raping, blame Dean Baquet.
But if you are in Mexico getting one of these surgeries, purchasing anabolic steroids, I'm sure you can purchase GHB there too at the pharmacy.
Yeah, you can.
And finally, we also wanted to summarize that all of these tips are less expensive than using the Peloton treadmill.
We added up every single one of these. And if you go with our premier, you know, if you're smart about money, this is going to cost $137 combined for all of it.
Yes. And we're also offering life coaching courses now. Those should be up on our website here soon.
Now, those are more expensive than the Peloton treadmill. They are $5,000 a month.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. All right, Jack, well, you want to go ahead and get out of here?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, everyone, usual reminders. You can subscribe to our Patreon. Just search the Stool Pigeons. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Please also check out our YouTube channel if you liked our Reddit reads from a long time ago. We're still doing those on YouTube. I'm sure you've heard us talk about this and are tired of hearing us talk about this. And finally, we always appreciate you listening, and we will talk to you next week.